Questions 36 through 40. Look at the questions. Then listen to a teacher trainer talking with teachers.
New media forms have changed how today's students socialize and learn. This raises new issues for educators. Take social networking, for example. Social networking has lots of educational potential that teachers aren't tapping into. Many schools discourage social networking. They ban the sites in libraries and computer labs. But students are telling us that they're engaged in all kinds of creative and educational activities on these sites. Educators need to consider the value that social networking can have for education. For example, with social networking sites, we can create a shared learning environment. Social networking also allows teachers to communicate with students outside the classroom and distribute class announcements quickly and effectively. Other kinds of social media, like blogs and wikis, offer students an excellent place to collaborate on projects, peer review their work, and have online discussions. But social networking in the classroom does have some problems that teachers need to be aware of. For example, the so-called friending on these sites can be an issue. Some students measure their self-worth by the number of friends they have, so teachers need to be aware of the potential self-esteem issues. Another potential problem is that many students lack self-discipline and can't control the time they spend on social networking sites. They'd spend all day on them if they could. However, these are all things that can be managed. In my opinion, using social networking sites in the classroom can have a positive impact on learning and should be encouraged.